Martin, could you share the initial inspiration behind founding Kupinger Coal? What sparked the journey and motivated you to start the company?
So when we started Kupinger Coal Analysts some two decades ago, the initial idea was to fill a gap in the analyst space for identity management. So I had a own history being a freelance journalist, book author for many years, also working at software companies. And so on one hand, working with analysts, on the other hand, researching the identity management market for quite a while. And this is what really triggered the journey of Kupinger Coal Analysts. And so when we started back then, it was a relatively small market with, way more than a handful, but probably way less than 100 vendors. When I look at the market today, we have definitely hundreds of vendors in the identity management space. So it grew really big. And I think it was a good decision to cover this market.
So interesting. How did Kupinger Coal's focus evolve from identity to encompassing broader cybersecurity topics? What makes the intersection of identity and cybersecurity so essential today?
When I look at this journey and evolution, we started off with identity management. Back in the days, it was really an administrative thing. So managing accounts and different systems starting to synchronize. And then we saw more single sign-on stuff coming in. But also quite early, a stronger regulatory perspective and always this was a security element in that. And so we looked at other areas. So privacy is close to identity. GRC, governance risk compliance, was something which came in and which plays still a very vital role in access governance. And from there, we also started to look more and more in other areas of security. And nowadays, we tend to use the broader industry as well, the term identity security, which already makes clear that there's a strong intersection between identity and cybersecurity. Yes, there are areas in cybersecurity which are not very identity focused, like whatever, network security. On the other hand, there are areas in digital identity that are lesser security focused, like the digital journey of customers and consumers. But in the center, there's an intersection, because when you look at today's attacks, then a very large amount of today's attacks, a very large ratio, is identity-based. There are identity-based attacks with phishing for passwords, other types of credentials, with impersonation and so on, account takeover, all these things, they are identity related. So at the end, security starts with identity. And there's this, as I've said, this intersection, and it was very logical for us to expand into the broader cybersecurity space to provide a full coverage, as well as we look at privacy, as we look at decentralized identity, UDI wallets, which are more on the digital journey, digital service, digital enablement side of things. But at the core, there remains identity security.
Now, as Kupinger Coal continues to grow and innovate, are there any new initiatives or opportunities you're excited about that will enhance engagement with the community and industry at large?
So when I look at what we are currently doing, then I think there are two very interesting things to mention. The one is a new product we are just launching, starting to bring to the market, which is our Kupinger Coal Rising Stars, or KC Rising Stars, where we look at usually startups in a relatively early stage that demonstrate both really strong innovation and an excellent product market fit. And there are many of these in identity and cybersecurity and security for AI and all these adjacent areas. And that is what we cover, where we highlight these vendors, because we believe this is very important for virtually everyone, for the vendor community, for the investor community, for the end user community, to understand who are the new players, the new kids on the block, so to speak. That is the one thing. The other thing is our Kupinger Coal membership, or KC membership, which provides access to our services and also access to the analysts, to the advisors, to the experts, via workshops, via inquiry calls, via other types of service. And I think this is something I believe everyone in the industry must have. And so I definitely can encourage you to look at the Kupinger Coal membership.
finally, what do you see as the biggest opportunities and challenges customers will face over the next 5 years as the industry evolves? And how will Kuppinger Cole's research and services help them address these?
So, well, when we look at the future, it's always a bit of a look into the crystal ball in some sense. On the other hand, some evolutions are very clear. We have challenges that will arise sooner or later, like the impact of quantum computing on cryptography and thus on encryption, on signing, on public key infrastructures, and also that means also authentication, other things, where quantum safe encryption will play a very important role, where crypto agility becomes important. We have the field of AI and AI identity, which is, so to speak, the part we look at. So identity for AI, like, for instance, having an identity for AI bots or agents, as well as managing the relationship between the human and their identities and the bots that are acting on behalf of them. So there are very interesting challenges. Security for AI, but also AI for identity, AI for security. This will be definitely a topic we look at and which will be covered and which will be relevant over the next years and become bigger and bigger. As the same as decentralized identity and UDI, EUDI wallets, other types of wallets, and the entire evolution in this space, which we are covering for probably more than a decade already in its various forms and which we will continue to cover. So we will, as usual, track the established themes as well as everything which is emerging and relevant to the market with the various forms of our content, be it our reports, be it our events and conferences, be it our webinars, our podcasts, our videos we do, all that stuff. We will highlight what is happening. We'll provide insight into how the market is evolving. We will deliver what everyone in our audience needs to make good decisions. So to provide the information that is needed to for everyone that is involved in the identity and cybersecurity market. So with that, I wish you happy holidays, a happy new year, and may you not be impacted by any cybersecurity attacks in 2025. Enjoy the break.